Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim-up bar. Glass of Perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Anymore. I want to go home. I don't want to go to Wally World.
Clark, under the circumstances, I wouldn't mind if we just went home. In retrospect, it seems like a pretty bad idea driving out. It's been one disaster after another.
Yeah, it's been a real drag, Dad. Maybe we can try it some other time. Wally World's overrated anyway.
What do you think?
Welcome back here live on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess, and we're broadcasting live from our palatial studios here in the radio skies. You know, we're talking perspectives and how we see life, how we all independently see our world, and how we usually feel that we're the only person on the planet that bad things are happening to. You know, later on the hour, we're going to discuss the two things that will take your joy and steal your happiness, period, forever. It'll take away your happiness and joy every time, no matter what. We'll talk about that. If you eliminate those two things, guess what? You are making something out of yourself. You're changing your life. Exactly. I mean, really, because when you eliminate those two things, and it takes a little bit of time and it takes a little bit of work because it's been things that we've had with us our whole life. Once you kind of put those back and you take away those two things that are not helping you one way, shape, or form, you're going to be like, wow, this is great. This is cool. No matter what's happening, you all put it in perspective. So let's talk about vacations, really, because I think vacations really has an interesting perspective, because vacations are things that take us out of our lives. They take us out of our comfort zone, you might say, you know, because a lot of times on your own home turf, you kind of get what's going on. You kind of know, you know the range, you know what's up. But, you know, when you're on vacation, it's something new. Usually it's something you haven't seen before. Usually it's something you're not expecting. So, you know, a lot of times I think anybody listening tonight thinks that a vacation is supposed to be at least closer to perfect than reality.
Well, you know why I think that is? It's because vacations are just so centered on yourself. Mm-hmm. It's all about, it's kind of what you were getting at in the last segment. I think it's the reason why people think, oh, only this stuff happens to me. You know, the ring around tub only happens to me. Well, it's because the vacation, you know, it's supposed to be perfect. It's all about your experience.
I totally agree that it's almost like a wedding. You know, right. When people try to set up a wedding and then they go, oh, the flowers didn't show up and the caterer didn't show up and all this stuff happened. It's me, my wedding's awful. I'm doomed. It's going to be awful.
The photographer was horrible, you know.
Yeah, we're doomed.
That's because this is what you've been planning for. You've been saving to go on this trip. You know, this is your getaway.
Yeah, you got a lot invested, not just monetarily, but you got, emotionally.
Right, and it's the getaway from the real world. Doing this with air quotes.
As you can see here in the studio, you can see the Dano is doing air quotes as he says the real world. No, actually, yeah, you're right, because it's totally different. It's supposed to take us away from our stress and strain, you know, our lives of, you know, dealing with the boss and dealing with this and that. And maybe sometimes some of y'all leave the kids at home with a sitter, you know, a nanny or what have you, and you're like, oh, you got the wife by myself, no kiddos, this is going to be fun, this is going to be the greatest, and then it's not. And all of it falls apart, and you've been waiting on this for a solid year, doomed. What about, isn't it supposed to be relaxing, right? Isn't a vacation supposed to be relaxing? At least most of us think that, but sometimes it can be kind of stressful.
I think especially if you go into a situation that you've never experienced before, like if you're going to an exotic place, or you're doing some sort of activity.
Yeah, something like, let's say you're going, what is it? What's that thing where you get on the line and you fly through like the forest or whatever?
The zip line?
The zip line.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Have you seen that?
Yeah. I would love to do that one of these days.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, you're one of those people that like to bungee jump too, don't you?
I don't think I would like to bungee jump. That's kind of, that's giving up a little too much control.
But know? Zip line's not in a jungle in Costa Rica.
Because I can hold on to something.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
Just a line. You got like a rope and a rope. I mean, so it just depends on which way you
want to
go.
Well, I mean, on the zip line, you're holding onto a little handle thing, aren't you?
On a rope, yeah.
On a rope, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, you got a handle thing.
Whereas on the bungee jump, it's, you know, it's tied around your ankles, and that's it. You've
we
got nothing to hold on.
We can hand you a handle thing you can hold before you bungee jump off the side.
Yes.
We'll do this. You know what? I'm thinking about a good, you know, trip. We're going to all have to sign some waiver forms and take a trip out. The Perspectives launch of Bill. We're going to do this. We're going to bungee jump, and we're going to give you something to hold. whatever.
You know, like a teddy bear or something.
Like a teddy bear.
Yes.
I don't know. Or a phone line if you wanted to call in. Maybe we need a line here, you know? If you got anything to say or you want to talk about your...
How about Dano? I can hold on to Dano. He'll let me do that.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's pretty cool, though. That would be awesome. And you could, like, we could do this, like, you know, choreograph the whole thing, too. And all listeners could come out and cheer us on, you know? And I could videotape from the ground up. I can videotape up.
Oh, see, yeah, you're going to stand on the ground where it's safe and, you know, oh, yeah go ahead, Bill,
perfect.
Jump.
Bill, jump. Well, you said you were. I don't think it's covered on my insurance. I'd have to go check it out. It might be like a double clause or something. I don't know. I'm not ziplining, period, at least right now in my mind. What about the escape from reality? So, yeah, you were right. So we're out there. We're doing some crazy stuff. We're getting out of our comfort zone. It's escape from our reality in the city we live in. And you're thinking the escape from the reality. You know, you're going to be relaxed. It's going to be perfect. It's going to be picturesque. But you got all these other things going on. You don't even expect it. You don't even expect it. You know, it's the things you don't ever expect that kind of get to you. And it's also the things that you might expect that might get to you as well. But, you know, and also the other thing I think sometimes about vacations is you're not supposed to have day-to-day problems. And you kind of see life, like, in a different way. And then when things happen, some of the smallest things can just set you off. I mean, you know.
Oh, my gosh. It's like what I was telling you before the show.
Oh, yeah. Let's get into that. Let's talk about that. So, yeah, some of the smallest things can set you off and can start really big arguments and internal arguments as well.
Yeah. So, about 6 or 7 years ago, I had the opportunity to go to Europe. We went to Prague in the Czech Republic, and we also went to Budapest in Hungary. Yeah. I mean, it meant my first trip to Europe.
Very cool.
And the woman I was dating at the time and this kind of a circle of our friends, it was about a total of 8 of us, friends. And then, you know, they brought their significant others, whatever.
How cool is that?
It was very cool. You know, I got to see sites, you know, and castles and, you know, more churches and synagogues that I ever knew existed. But I think that's kind of what part of the issue was, because the woman and I were dating for, about 4, 5, 6 months, something like that. And we had never really, you know, had a fight before. And all of a sudden on this trip, like towards, not the beginning, but towards the end of the trip, every little thing just started to get on each other's nerves. I think part of the problem was the trip was so regimented. I mean, like we literally had a daily itinerary, you know, okay, you know, eat breakfast at this time. And at this time we go to on this tour bus and you got to be here at this time. And, you know, so instead of just like kind of going and doing the experience, it was, you know.
So instead of having a like relaxing time that's not like the real world, you decided to give yourself a day-to-day schedule there, getting yourself up at 6 a.m. and then ending the day off at 8, completely exhausted and doing it again.
I think it got to the point where I had like a headache for like the past 3 days.
Wow.
And you know me, I don't do well with headaches. I get in a bad mood.
Just all of a sudden, I've been around you. Yeah.
All of a sudden she started to, you've been around me. And all of a sudden she started to get on my nerves. And she's one of those sensitive types, right? You know, it's like, you know, you're mad at me, aren't you? And so that got on her nerves that she was getting on my, you know, it was just a vicious. And all of a sudden we just started fighting about things that, you know, before didn't matter.
It kind of reminds me of the Seinfeld episode, you know, where Elaine goes with Putty, like, to Europe or something like that, and they get on, they're fighting the whole time, and then they get on the plane, and they're fighting this thing out, and then they have the guy in the middle, and he's, like, eating, and they call him vegetable lasagna the whole time, and they're fighting around him, and then they're making up, and then they're making out, and then they're fighting again, and the whole thing happens, and it's kind of humorous to watch, but anybody that's gone all the way to Europe with somebody that they're dating and starts fighting with knows how weird that can feel.
Because if we had been here back home,
you could have left. You could have taken off. You could have gone home. She could have taken off. But you're stuck in another country, in Budapest, for God's sakes, hanging out with these people on this regimented itinerary in a tour bus with your head just like banging, and she doesn't stop saying, am I making you mad? Am I upsetting you? I don't understand. I mean, you're hurting my feelings. Why can't you tell me how I feel? I don't understand. Why can't you talk to me? And there's like 7 other people looking at you going, what's going on, Bill?
Were you spying on me? Because that's almost exactly the way it happened.
All you want to do is run away. You just go, let me run away. When this bus stops, I'm out of here, you know? But then you know you can't because you got to come back. And so you're stuck. And it's like, why, God? Why did I pick this trip? You know, and so you felt that way, and you felt almost like, and I think a lot of times we have those arguments too, because we do feel trapped. Like, you can't just walk away, even though you really could just say, hey, I'm going to see you back at the hotel. I'm going to take some time to really clear my head right now. But we don't think about that at the time because it's just a new environment and we don't feel that keen about it. We don't know where to go, you know? So that's kind of the key. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the two things that can kill your happiness, that can really steal your fear. Those two things are things that we do every single day of our lives, and sometimes some of us do it every single minute of our lives, and now with social media, we do it even more. So stay tuned. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about perspective. We're going to be talking about how to really connect with other people instead of disconnect. Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in what? Two shakes.
Sorry, folks, we're closed for 2 weeks to clean and repair America's favorite family fun park. Sorry!
What?
Clark, what are you doing?
We watch his program. We buy his toys, we go to his movies. He owes us! Doesn't he owe us? Huh?
Skintastic and cosmetic surgeon Dr. Jeffrey Edelglass are excited to introduce PicoSure, the most advanced laser for tattoo removal. PicoSure's breakthrough technology safely and effectively removes unwanted tattoos faster in fewer treatments with improved recovery time. You decide whether you want 10 to 12 treatments from gimmicky retail locations to remove that tattoo or 2 to 3 treatments from medically trained and certified technicians at Skintastic. The choice is yours. No matter the color or size of your unwanted tattoo, when you choose Skintastic, it'll be removed faster and cleaner, and it will always be done by the expert staff at Skintastic Medical and Rejuvenation Centers. Skintastic has two locations, Uptown on McKinney Ave or Plano off the Dallas North Tollway. Book your free consultation today at Skintastic.com. SKINTASTIC.com. Skintastic Medical and Rejuvenation Centers. Unthink your ink.